This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
Sean, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
And can we insult you in any other way, Sean, this morning as we get started?
I wasn't insulting Sean, just
right.
Where he lives.
Right. Gotcha. Did you say trivia?
Oh, it's very trivial.
Folks in the van thought they just hit a bump, and the radio just sort of had a little hiccup.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Trivia Friday right here on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR on this Friday, July the 12th, 2024. Tim Wildman here with Ed Battagliano. Good morning.
Good morning, Tim.
And Vice President J.J. Jasper.
I'm glad to be here. When I appointed Trump as Vice President, I said to my Commander-in-Chief, hey, so this lady was having her third baby. And she was early in her pregnancy, some construction workers over at the house doing some things, and she was answering questions. Finally, so nauseous, she just stretched out on the couch midday. One of the workers walked by, saw her laying on the couch. She said, this is my first trimester. He said, oh, what's your major? Hey, I hope you make good grades. Construction worker, dump jock, average man. Yeah, I can see that.
What's your major? First trimester. That's pretty funny. I like that.
I don't know. Construction worker, should they be offended by that, or do they even know?
Well, do you really want to offend construction workers? That's maybe
duly noted.
Even more important question.
You can put the wrong 2x4s in your house.
Hey, I worked 10 years as a bricklayer, so I'm right there. I'm making fun of my own people.
Your own people?
Your own kind.
All right, Trivia Friday is on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. And we're going to ask trivia and ask you to call in and answer and or ask. We prefer that you do both. This isn't first-time callers, right?
No.
So you're eligible to call in and be on the air with us if you haven't been on the radio with us in 8 weeks. We have a 2-month waiting period between calls because we have so many listeners who we want to give an opportunity to be on the air. You know,
right.
And so
that's what we do. We provide opportunities for people, Tim.
And our listeners are the best. Look at this card. One of our many listeners, Ann from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I'm a longtime listener to Trivia Friday. Says some other nice things. Thank you for all the times I get to laugh along with you on Trivia Friday.
Hey, amen.
Yeah.
Amen. All right.
Our listeners are the best.
Absolutely. Amen. So you also
have to be 11 years old or older to call in. We have no top limit, so you're 130 years old and want to be on, just all you gotta do is get through. Of course, if you're 130 years old, you don't have much time to waste. But
yeah, I was gonna say every minute counts.
That was probably
you don't want to be on hold.
Harsh.
You don't want to be on hold for too long.
It's your last act.
Here's another life hack. Don't buy any green bananas. That's what Ed's trying to say.
Also, we haven't done the. Sorry for all you 130 year olds out there.
All you 130 year old construction workers.
I don't think they can even hear us. I know it's with you.
One of the questions we ask is a mystery question.
Yes, it is.
Now, we've already picked it out. We know what it is. You don't know what it is. That's the mystery. But if you call in, pick that question, and answer it correctly, you will hear this sound.
The beloved cowbell shall ring, and all the world will know
that you have won a new AFR
baseball cap. Yeah.
It's sitting right beside me right now.
It is.
For those who are watching the show on Facebook, today's issues are on our live streaming service, stream.afa.net, stream.afa.net. We live video stream the show.
I think we're off YouTube. Are we still off YouTube, Brent? We're back on. Yeah. Okay, we were off for a little while, folks, for being too funny.
Yeah.
That was what YouTube said. We were just way too
YouTube.
Funny.
Very temperamental people there at YouTube.
Easy. It's
easily offended.
Again.
Boy, their community standards are violated just because you put too much salt on your food. It's just crazy.
I think that's what happened last time.
You threw your plastic in the wrong.
We just defended
the
them
container.
There. They'll take us off. Anyway, we're live video streaming at Facebook Live. Type in today's issues And we live video stream at this website, which is ours, stream.afa.net. We're also on X, formerly known as Twitter. But you will win, if you answer the mystery question, you will win yourself an AFR ball cap. And we've got it displayed here in studio.
How many more months do you think we're going to say, formerly known as Twitter?
Forever.
I think that was a bad
move. I love Elon Musk, but I don't like that name.
No, I don't like it. It doesn't flow. And then it's just like you're going to – a year from now we'll be saying formerly known as Twitter.
And by the way, if you are going to listen on – if you do want to watch the live video stream of our program on X, formerly known as Twitter, you have to search for American Family Radio, not the specific show. All of our shows – that have video streaming will appear live on X, formerly known as Twitter.
All right, go, Ed.
All right, here are my three questions. Question number one, most Christians know that Revelation is the last book in the Bible. What book comes right before it? What book in the New Testament comes right before the book of Revelation? Second question, who were the presidential candidates in the 1956 race for the White House? I'm going to try to have one of these questions every Friday from now to the election. I don't know, I may run out. But who were the presidential candidates in the 1956 race for the White House? And then final question, potato chip manufacturers put nitrogen in the bags, not oxygen, to cushion the chips and keep them from spoiling. Is that true or false? Potato chip manufacturers put nitrogen in the bags, not oxygen, to cushion the chips and keep them from spoiling. But is that true or false? That's what I've got.
Good questions. That explains that taste that's left in your mouth. Hey, here's what I've got. Start off with a Bible question. Name Noah's three sons. Name Noah's three sons. Second question. This is going to be more for baby boomers. Name the jazz singer whose singing shattered the glass in the famous Is It Live or Memorex TV ads. Name the
Baby boomer question there, huh?
Yeah, that's a baby boomer question. Name the jazz singer whose singing shattered the glass in the famous Is It Live or Memorex TV ads. Third question, you guys have heard of the Taj Mahal, right?
Yeah.
What country is it in? Don't blurt out the answer. That's my third question. What country is the Taj Mahal located in?
All right, my questions are, Ed, you were mentioning, what did you mention about oxygen or what would you say?
Oh, potato chip manufacturers, do they put nitrogen in the bags instead of oxygen?
Okay.
To cushion the chips and keep them from spoiling?
Interesting, you and I have not discussed our questions prior to the show.
Right, that's true.
So we don't know what we were going to ask each other, we don't know what each other was going to ask, but here is my question related to yours in a way. When we breathe, what is the most consumed gas we inhale? When we breathe, what is the most consumed gas we inhale?
I know growing up it was garlic.
Garlic is a gas.
In an Italian household, it is.
All right. So my second question is most people know that the shortest Bible verse is what?
Jesus wept. John 11:35.
Yes, sir. Now, I want to ask this question to our listeners. Why did Jesus weep in that verse?
Oh, that's good. What's the context?
Yes, yes. So that's my second question. And my third question, which part of our body is responsible for maintaining balance? Where do we get our sense of balance? Where is that controlled?
Mine's starting to go on the fritz.
That's not like walking on the Ritz, is it?
No.
If you can walk on
or eating Ritz crackers.
If you're having trouble with your balance at your age, here's what I recommend. Go home this evening, you and the missus, and put some fresh tennis balls on the bottom of that contraption. And then when you're just kind of easing down the hallway, you'll be steady, and you ain't got to worry about breaking your hip and You know, your wife having to call a veterinarian to come put you down.
Come put me down. What's the vet doing here? I know what you're trying to do.
I didn't pay my life insurance last month. Just wanted you to know that.
Just want to update you.
All right. That's dark.
It's really dark.
It's really dark.
But I liked it. That was pretty funny.
All right. Let's go.
The vet.
Call the vet.
All right.
The house and put you down.
Okay. All right. So is he on? Okay. Hang on. We have a little bit of. Okay. So Levi is on. I think he's 12 years old. Was left from over from last week, so we called him back. I'm sure hoping you're there, Levi. Are you there?
Yep, I'm right here.
Okay, good. I was a little nervous there. I was trying to figure out what I was supposed to do, but we got you back from last week. You're from Iowa. What part of Iowa?
Yep. Well, we're in northeast Iowa. Where are we from, Waterloo? We're about 30 miles from Waterloo.
Hey, okay. is that your mom?
Yeah.
Nice to have a lifeline. Well, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
Which one you want to answer?
The Noah's Three Sons one.
All right. Great that you're taking a Bible question. Good for you for being in the Word. Here's the question. Name Noah's three sons.
Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Nicely done.
All right.
Way to start us out.
Go.
It isn't Chip and,
Alvin?
That was my three sons. I'm sorry.
No, you were thinking Meshach, Meshach, and away we go. You're thinking of those other fellers, those three
those
Hebrew
other
boys.
Fellers.
So what was the answer? What's the answer, Levi?
Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Excellent.
Thanks
Good
for
job.
Reading your Bible.
Way to go.
Yes. Way to start us out. Right
Absolutely.
Out of the chute. Correct answer. What's your question for us?
Who invented the first gasoline-powered farm tractor?
Who
invented the first
gasoline-powered farm tractor? Now, I don't
you
have
know,
any idea.
John Deere is a pretty famous name, and
yeah, give us
McCormick.
A hint.
Let's see.
Give us a hint, Levi.
Yeah, I have four multi-choice answers if you need help.
Yes, we do need help.
Okay. So A, Benjamin Holt. B, John Froelich. C, John Deere. And D, Henry Ford.
Here's the deal. That Holtz fellow was better known as coaching. For his coaching and his one-liners than he was tractors, so we're going to rule him out.
What was the first fella?
Benjamin Holt.
That's what I'm talking about. His grandson was a legendary coach.
Holtz?
Yeah, but they didn't know much about tractors. I'm going to go John Deere.
Yeah, I've certainly heard of Henry Ford, but John
really?
Deere sounds like it'd make more sense.
Yeah, John. Let's go John Deere.
All right. We're going John Deere, Levi.
We're
going
to go for the green and yellow.
Nope, although that is my favorite.
Oh, all right. Well, who
is
it?
It's John Froelich.
John Froelich. Froelich.
He's from Froelich, Iowa.
Oh, all right.
He was, as JJ would say, he's Mr. Miss Froelich's boy.
That's right.
Hey, Levi, you started the show off by answering your question correctly and stumping the panel.
That's good.
Well done,
young
man.
You're on a roll, buddy.
You have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you, Levi. Appreciate hearing Levi from near Waterloo, Iowa. Levi calls.
Hope it's not as hot there as it is going to be across the country. Las Vegas, 5 days in a row, 115 degrees.
Yep.
Five consecutive days, 115 or above.
Yes, but you choose to go there.
Yeah, you don't accidentally wind up in Las Vegas.
Huh?
Yeah, you don't accidentally wind up.
Sin City.
Yeah.
Getting hot.
It's getting hot. Yeah. Let that be a lesson to you.
But it's 115.
Scorcher all across the country. Yeah.
Really?
Hey, I did this once because people in July and August
still
talk about the weather. I thought this would be a good radio thing. I called, got the park ranger in Death Valley on the phone, and I did an interview, and I said, hey, we're a bunch of wimps. You know, it's upper 90s. We're complaining about the heat and humidity. how hot is it going to be where you are today? And it was like, you know, 121, you know, yeah. 118, what, 121. I said, I'd coached him and said, talk to us in word pictures because this is radio. I said, what does that even feel like? He said, okay, you're getting ready to go to work or school, and you got that hair dryer. He said, it's like being in the nozzle of the hair dryer. And he talked about things you just couldn't touch. You couldn't touch the chrome part of your ignition. You'd get third-degree burns. And he was just saying, you know, all these things, you know, that you really can cook an egg on the sidewalk. But he said, it's lethal when it gets that hot.
That's a great idea for radio, by the way.
I'd like to go there. If you guys will send me there, I'll do a remote from Death Valley there at the Park Ranger Station.
Okay, we'll see. You kind of lost
in
me
August.
On that. You would want to go?
Yes, I would enjoy that. Just for like a bizarre bucket list thing. Let's get back to the show.
It's okay with me if you go. I'm not going with you, but all right, we go to Texas.
And now back to the program.
Right.
Ashley is on the line. Ashley, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ashley. Thanks for calling. Where do you live in Texas?
We live in Kempner, which is right next to Fort Hood.
Okay, wonderful. What's the high today there?
Well, right now it's 87, but it probably is going to be around the hundreds.
Whoa.
Whoo.
They say it's going to be a scorcher across the country for most of the weekend. Hey, Ashley, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both, please.
Which one you feel confident about?
My daughter and I, we're going to go with Why Jesus Wept.
Okay, Ashley, here's the question. The shortest Bible verse is John 11:35, as Ed rightly said earlier, which is Jesus wept. That's the verse. The whole verse is two words. Question, Ashley, is why did Jesus weep in that verse?
That's when Jesus rose Lazarus, but he came back right after Lazarus is dead, and Mary and Martha met him out, and they were crying, and he was, you know, Lazarus was Jesus' friend, and so he wept with them.
Right.
You know, he was feeling dead time, too, so he had emotions.
Yes, the correct answer, is, as you rightly point out, is because his friend Lazarus had died.
Yeah, nicely done Ashley.
Yep.
Thank you for knowing the word and reading your Bible.
Did you know that, or did you have to look it up? Doesn't matter.
Oh, I knew that one.
Okay.
Good
for you. Absolutely good for you. Oh, your daughter's with you?
Oh, yes, she's with me, but she's not 11 yet.
Oh, okay. Well,
what's her first name?
Avery.
Hi, Avery.
Avery.
It's
a very pretty name.
What's your question for us?
You know what? Avery just sounds so sweet. I got to send her a cap.
Wow.
Oh, that's fun.
Just for sounding sweet. What, Avery?
Really?
Yeah. I'm probably going to regret this because now every kid calls in.
Yeah, you're going to say, what, you don't think my kid sounds sweet?
I know.
All right. We can do it a one-off,
yeah.
It's a one-off.
So Ashley, we'll get Avery's address, which is yours, hopefully, and send you the hat, okay?
So, Ashley, when we're done with you here on the air, don't hang up. We'll put you on hold. And Cindy Roberts will come on the line, and we'll get your information. And we'll send Avery a brand new, never been used American Family Radio
good
ball
cap. Caps, yeah. Hey, what's your question for us?
What type of fish is Nemo from Finding Nemo?
Isn't he a clownfish?
Hold on.
We're talking about ourselves here. Is that it? Is it a clownfish?
I think clownfish.
I'm going to go with
that. Well, I'm a little rusty because I've only watched it 674 times with small children.
I think you're right.
Now, if you want me to sing something from Frozen, I can do that with one arm tied behind me and my eyes goes, oh,
just
nice,
let it go. Yeah.
Nicely done.
Clownfish. I'll go clownfish.
I'll go with clown. We'll go with JJ.
Ding, ding, ding. You're correct.
We are correct. Right. Clap for ourselves.
You guys will send me a Texas cap.
Clownfish. What is it?
We can do that.
What do you? Thank you, Ashley.
Thank
appreciate
you. Right,
I'm going to put you on hold. Hang on.
Yeah, hold on. So a clownfish, who catches? Where do they? What's the story there? What is a clownfish?
I don't know, but I know.
I've never caught one.
I know that.
Can you fry them?
Yeah. Oh, my.
I mean, I guess.
Let's move along.
I guess you can fry almost anything, really.
Grab one of them. Fry up one of them Nemo fish.
You mostly see them like on
bun with some tartar sauce.
Open mic night. You know, right. There'll be a stool and a glass of water and a mic. And
you know, I've noticed.
We got this clownfish.
They're from the genus clownus.
Stand up.
Clownus.
But you fry them, they taste funny.
Yeah.
But a boom. That was Brent Clearfish, ladies and gentlemen.
Brent will be here all week. Yes. Don't forget to tip your waitress.
You know, I've noticed in these. Speaking of dark humor, I'm noticing all these, these kids animated movies or whatever.
Yeah.
About animals. They never show the real animal kingdom.
No, you are exactly right.
Like in Lion King or whatever, they never show lions ripping apart the gazelles with blood coming out of their mouth.
Wow, you're just.
There's no food chain.
No, that's
there's no food chain in those movies, huh?
That's
always
true.
Dancing and singing together. You
but
know?
Now in Finding Nemo, they did imply that the shark came along and ate the rest of the family, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they did imply.
Now, they didn't show it.
They didn't show the real stuff.
I'm just watching
these videos, and I think this is not. Well, of course, talking animals also is not real, you know. So I guess if you're going to go for talking animals, you just might as well go for
speak for
there's
yourself.
There's no food chain in the animal world in a movie.
Mine talk. Huh? I talk to my animals.
Do you?
I talk to them plenty.
Where are they in your head? Are your animals at home? You got plenty of animals.
I talk to them.
Yeah.
The birds, my wife's birds. Shut up! In there. Several birds, they imitate everything I do.
Are you being serious?
I'm being serious.
Okay.
I have heard one of our birds imitate the sound of the fire alarm, the smoke alarm, when it gets that little...
Right. Your battery gets a little bit, it chirps.
And I'll get up and go... I thought I just changed that battery, and then I hear it again, and it's one of the stupid birds.
That bird has you trained.
Yeah.
They're punking you.
What kind of bird you got there?
My wife has some kind of gray parrot, and then what's mango. Mangoes.
You just try to ignore them or something?
They do kind of have me trained. Okay. Sometimes I'll whistle from The Good, the Bad, the Ugly.
Yeah.
Now when I walk by, I get up pretty early, 4:30 or 5, and I go to my office, and the bird will whistle part of The Good, the Bad, the Ugly. You know that?
Yeah.
I have to answer it, or it'll keep doing it.
So it's a parrot. It's a parrot. It's a parrot.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's a parrot. And mango is a minor bird or something. It's
You can also eat those.
Pretty irritating.
Mangoes are pretty good on, like, fruit salad. Yeah. Not that kind of mango.
No, I understand.
We didn't need that visual.
No.
I'm talking about the actual fruit.
Right.
We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
A recent study reports that the rapidly declining global birth rate will lead to a major population crisis if birth rates continue to decline. Their massive support for Planned Parenthood is all part of their plan. While we may feel hopeless in the constant attack on life, there is an amazing way to fight back. When they shout abortion, we shout life. Preborn is leading the way. Every day, their network rescues 200 babies. You see, when a mother meets her baby on ultrasound and hears the heartbeat, a baby's chance at life doubles. The ultrasound is the secret weapon that joins a mother's heart to her child. Preborn provides ultrasounds for clinics in the highest abortion areas. Can we join hands nationwide for life? One ultrasound is just $28, but any gift will help. $5,000 will underwrite ultrasounds for the entire network for a day. All gifts are tax deductible. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby, or visit preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic point aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour tour. A 3-hour tour.
Okay. Welcome back. Of course,
you realize how many people were singing along with this? They know that song.
That's the theme song from Noah's Three Sons, isn't it?
Yeah. Ham, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Hey, guys, I want to give a little shout out. My daughter, Maddie, today's her birthday. So happy birthday,
happy
Maddie.
Happy birthday to Maddie.
Graduated Blue Mountain Christian University this spring, waited 1 week, started on her master's, and she's been doing the summer school thing. And then in a couple of weeks, she leaves for Kajabi, Kenya, where she's going to be a full-time missionary. So a lot of excitement in her life. So
amen.
Please
amen.
Pray for Maddie.
And I fully expect your prayer life to pick up.
It is already picking up. She's traveling alone, and the thought of she's 22 today, 22-year-old, beautiful, blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl going through airports and going to move to the other side of the world.
Yeah.
Nothing scary about that for Dad.
Man. No. I understand.
So let's repeat our questions and back to the phones here.
All right, here are my three questions. First question. Most Christians know that Revelation is the last book in the Bible. What book comes right before it? Second question. Who were the presidential candidates in the 1956 race for the White House? And then third question. Potato chip manufacturers put nitrogen in the bags, not oxygen, to cushion the chips and keep them from spoiling. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got. First question, kind of a baby boomer question. Name the jazz singer whose singing shattered the glass in the famous Is It Live or Memorex TV ad. Second question, the Taj Mahal is located in which country? The Taj Mahal is located in which country? Third question, I'll add one. What year was Pinterest launched? Mm. Now, you, Ed, when you're, like, take a little break from watching chick flicks, you'll get on Pinterest and check out.
I actually have gotten on Pinterest before.
Well,
have good. No one wants to hear the reasons why.
Oh, no, we do.
Hey, where's this? Wait, get your man card out of your wallet, because I'm going to get the thing here to see about whether we can punch
a hole. I was looking for some pictures. I do a little pen and ink artwork. I was looking for some pictures, some artwork to use as examples, and found some excellent artwork on, like, Vikings on there, and they just have all kinds of great artwork.
Next thing you know, you're on Wikipedia about Kevin Bacon.
before right? you know it.
Just 3 hours in.
Your pen and ink, where you have Jesus' hand laying on that block of wood with the nail, it's incredible. You're very talented.
Well, thank you.
You didn't know I would remember
no,
that
I didn't,
20
did
years
not,
ago.
Yeah, I did not
oh,
remember.
So here's my question. What year, I know you listening, you know about Pinterest, but do you remember what year it was launched? Hmm. What year was Pinterest launched? Multiple choice. Was it A, 2005, B, 2010, or C, 2015? What year was Pinterest launched? Try to remember where you were when it came out. Was it 2005, 2010, or 2015?
Right up there with Hank Aaron's home run. Yeah. Where were you?
You got JFK being assassinated, and when Pinterest was launched, it all just sort of...
Right. They're right up there together. Let's see. My question is...
I love the mockery.
The mockery. It's what, Tim?
I got a question for you. When we breathe... What is the most consumed gas that we inhale? When we breathe, what is the most consumed gas we inhale?
Growing up in the 1970s, I'm going to say secondhand smoke.
That's the truth.
And number two, which part of the human body is responsible for maintaining balance? Which part of our body is responsible for maintaining balance? I'm not talking about your arms. You know, where you fall. Okay.
You start flailing
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
When you, right
I'm not talking about your arms.
Just
down.
Before you take a spill. Oops.
No, when you lose your balance, that's not what I'm talking about. What part of your body helps maintain or controls balance? All right, let's go.
All right, let's go to Georgia. What do you say, boys? We welcome Donald to the program. Donald, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, how you doing this morning?
Hey, doing good. You may want to turn down your radio, Donald, to prevent any confusing feedback. But anyway, better? Yeah, that sounds great. Well, whereabouts do you live in Georgia?
Oh, I live in a little place called Empire.
Empire.
It's outside of Cochrane.
Sure, it is.
You're right over there by that Dollar General store, aren't you, Donald?
Actually, we don't have a Dollar General where I live.
Wait,
wow. You must be in the sticks.
I'm starting to hear.
What?
We have five churches.
Five churches. Well, that is a small town, so obviously you don't have a traffic
Which is the best
light.
One, Donald? Which is the best
I'm
church?
Not going to answer that on the radio.
Okay.
That's good. Wise man. Hey, Donald, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
Well, I didn't hear anybody do the Revelation.
Oh, yeah. Here's the question, Donald. Most Christians know that Revelation is the last book in the Bible. What book comes right before it?
It'd be the book of Jude.
It's the book of Jude. Well done.
Way to go, Donald.
Nice for knowing the word, buddy.
What's before Jude, Donald, for a hat?
Oh, man.
Oh, wow. What
go.
Jude
yeah, go.
Is 1st, 2nd, 3rd John.
Did he get it right?
Yes, he
Nicely
did.
Nicely done. All right. You got Hebrews and James back
all right, we're gonna
up
have,
in there.
Donald, we're going to have to get your... address, so hold on because I'm running out of hats here. I'm giving them away like candy.
But
I put him on the spot.
That's right.
He did an excellent job.
And came through.
Oh, you know what? Okay. Speaking of which, we needed you last week, Ed. Somebody asked, we know there's 66 books. They said, how many books are in the Old Testament? Tim and I did not know.
39.
And here's what, that's right. And here's what came to mind. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman who needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the truth. I was ashamed.
Amen.
A Christian 40 years, and I didn't know how many books were in the Old Testament.
Yeah. All right. So, all right, Brother Donald, your question for us is what?
Oh, I've got, can I throw this in? Because I have another question, but the one on why did Jesus weep and Lazarus is the popular answer. I believe it was the lack of faith around him.
That's what I heard. I heard that he was weeping because of the unbelief.
How do we know?
Unbelief.
Well, how do we know the answer?
Told me.
Well, we know the answer, Tim, because you found it on the internet.
Well, my answer is because he was a friend of Lazarus.
Yeah,
right.
Listen, there's going to be a little bit. Preachers are forced to speculate in the passage due to the context of what's happening. None of us can get into the mind of the Savior, but that's what I've always heard.
That's right. Discompassion with those who are grieving.
Yes, could be both.
I've heard preachers. Yeah. You know, say that. So,
all right.
Lack of faith, the fear, anxiety,
right.
All that. So,
hey, Donald, what's your question for us?
I've actually never heard a preacher say it.
Yeah, I've heard it preached before. That's some good insight. But
okay, so anyway, my question is, who was Ruth's mother-in-law?
Who was Ruth's mother-in-law?
Naomi.
Yeah. I know. I threw you an easy one.
Well, that's all right. We'll take it.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
I was fumbling around
in my head. JJ pulled it out.
JJ did. JJ, Old Testament. He knows the Old Testament. Thank you, Donald. Appreciate it, brother. From calling from Georgia. From where did he say?
It's a place that doesn't have a Dollar General, but one of those CEOs heard this show, and they will parachute one in there next week, my friend.
Next week, it'll probably be there tomorrow morning.
They're not going to let a town go, do you realize what we're missing out on?
So they pop those Dollar Generals up in about, what a month. It's seriously.
Yeah, I've seen memes on Pinterest, actually, where they show them kind of popping up like a fire ant nest.
It's giant. It's almost Legos. Overnight. It's giant.
Who's up
they got
next?
A giant Lego factory, and they just put assemble those Dollar Generals.
Yep. Hey, we go to Alabama, and Larry is on the line. Larry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Man, it sure is good to be back with you guys.
Great to hear your voice. Larry, how you been?
I've been good. How you guys been?
We're blessed. What part of Alabama? Remind us.
I'm the Quad Cities Larry.
Yes, sir.
Quad
That's
Cities
a good
Larry.
Area.
Cities Larry.
Ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
Which one you feel good about?
Well, I'm going to take a shot at the sense of balance.
Do you have that in your life, Larry?
A good sense of balance.
Yes,
it's important.
Sir. I am very well balanced. Now, I did have my rowdy days, but I am very well balanced now.
Yeah. So you're talking about if you get pulled over, I'm asking for a friend. You get pulled over in the middle of the night, and he has you take your hands, stretch them out, and take each hand, touch your nose while you got one foot raised. You'd be able to do that right
yes,
next
sir.
To the guardrail?
Yes, sir.
All right, so that's good.
I'm going to be honest. Some of that stuff, I'm not sure I can do when I'm sober. Although I'm always sober, let me just make that point.
All right,
but that's, you know, hey, raise your right foot and put both fingers, alternate both fingers into your nose while you're singing the battle hymn of the Republic right. and hopping on one foot. Officer, I'm not sure I can do that.
That's when you don't say to this officer, so you want me to do the hokey pokey now? Is that what you want me to do?
One foot, right foot.
All right, so the question before us, which Larry's going to answer. Which part of the human body is responsible for maintaining balance? Where do we get our sense of balance from, Larry?
I'm going to take a stab at it and say the inner ear.
Yes, you got it.
Oh, wow.
Got it.
Good. Nice.
The ear has three sections, external, middle, and inner, and Larry's correct. The inner ear has a...
stirrup, anvil, hammer.
Oh, nice.
Really?
Two or three other things from the tool chest.
From the Lone Ranger.
From the Lion Ranger. King.
Saddle.
It's a semicircular canal in the ear, which serves as an organ. Yeah, go ahead.
I think all of those are considered to be bones, too, which is kind of strange.
Yeah.
Hey, we really are fearfully
the anvil
and wonderfully
and
made.
And all of that.
Yes, sir.
Are you serious?
I think they're teeny tiny bones. I think that was one of our... questions, what was the tiniest
bone? The circular
bone
canal,
your,
that is filled with fluid. But
yes,
there are those little bones.
Right. You're right, Larry. Our inner ear is responsible for giving us a sense of balance. That is true.
Well, so, I looked up.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, good
buddy.
Job, brother.
Yeah.
Good job. Okay. Your question for us. We're ready. Bring it.
Okay. The New England region. Mm-hmm. Of the country does not include which of the following states? A, Delaware, B, Vermont, C, Connecticut.
It's Delaware. Delaware's in the mid-Atlantic states.
Larry?
Is that your...
That's our final answer.
He's our ringer. That's
yeah,
where he's
yeah,
from.
Yeah, so he got it
okay,
right, didn't he?
You got it.
Yes,
got
sir.
It.
Way
you
to go.
Delaware.
Man. Wow. You and not only it. Did you know, you added the part he didn't even ask for.
Mid-Atlantic.
I like
states.
It.
So
now, Larry, I don't know if you know this or not. I grew up in New England, so I did have a little bit of
right,
an advantage
right,
there. But
right.
Well,
right.
You know, I forgot about that. I would have changed my question.
No, that's all right. All right. It
you
makes
got,
us look
you got another
smarter.
Question?
You can't go too deep on me, though, in New England. I might not be able to pull the answer out.
Hey, thank you, Brother Larry.
Thanks, Larry.
Yes,
have
sir.
A great
good to hear from you, man. That's Larry from the Quad Cities in Alabama. Those who don't know, that's Florence Muscle Shoals.
You can do it.
That's Florence Muscle Shoals. Something with
Tuscumbia.
Tuscumbia and.
Decatur?
No, not Decatur.
No.
It's Muscle Shoals.
Sheffield. Yeah.
Helen Keller was born over in there.
Yeah, it's in the northwest corner.
And they got a wonderful Italian restaurant in Florence called, I think, Rigatoni's.
Yeah,
it's,
it is.
It's worth the drive if you're
My favorite
nearby.
Kind of pasta
yeah.
is rigatoni.
Right on the Tennessee River. All right, Todd, is it Todd?
Yes, Todd, we go to North Carolina and our Fred Todd, who has been on perhaps more than...
Our friend Todd?
Friend Todd.
Friend Todd.
Okay, I misunderstood.
What did I say?
I thought you said his name's Fred Todd.
No, our friend Todd may have been on with us more than any other listener. I don't know. We don't keep track of those kind of things.
President Putin, are you there?
Todd?
I'm here.
You're there. Okay.
I'm here.
Hey, brother. Long time no hear, Todd.
Yes, babe. Good to be back.
Yes, sir. How you been doing?
From Seagrove, right?
Seagrove, doing good.
Seagrove, North Carolina.
Right.
Yes.
That's correct.
What's the high today there?
85.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
What I'm talking about.
Just sweating for Jesus over there, huh?
I like that. 85 sound of that.
Oh, we have plenty of humidity here, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, right on near the coast. All right, so, Todd, ask, answer, or both?
I'd like to do both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
I'm going to answer JJ's baby boomer question.
All right, here's the question, mm-hmm. Todd. Name the legendary jazz singer whose singing shattered the glass in the famous Is It Live or Memorex TV ad?
That would be Ella Fitzgerald.
Yes.
Nicely done. Did you guys remember that?
Yeah, I did.
Todd, how'd you know that?
Seen it many times.
Oh, I remember that commercial very, very clearly back in the early 70s.
That was a real good, a very good way to
it's great
make
ad.
You remember Memorex. Yes.
Ella Fitzgerald. Yeah, she...
And I remember the glass shattering. I remember that.
She, and a little follow-up to that, a little backstory, she was banned from 22 restaurants. They would not let her come eat anymore.
At least if she tried to sing.
That's when she started singing, and everybody around her, all that. You know, you can't keep buying silverware,
right.
glasses, and all that.
Right. No, you can't.
Because the margin is pretty thin anyway in the restaurant business.
Yeah. business.
Hey, Todd, what's your question for us?
I'm tracking with you, JJ.
Yes, he is. Yeah, we weren't. Hey, we weren't born in Boston.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Business.
Yeah, it's just, it's a southern thing.
What are you guys talking about?
Hey, what's your question for us, Todd?
Well, I've got a Bible question for you.
We're ready.
Surprised.
All right. In the account of the crucifixion of Jesus, we read about Simon of Cyrene being compelled to carry his cross. My question is, it's mentioned also the name of his sons. Who are they?
Okay, first of all, Todd, great question. Secondly, this is the first time I think you've ever asked a New Testament question, right?
No, he's...
No, I've asked the New Testament before.
And it's because you continually mock him for asking Old Testament questions.
Well, Todd usually does a pretty good deep dive into. Yes.
And thanks to you, Tim. Yeah. Now we've got a New Testament question that we're
going to answer. Which is a deep dive.
I don't know if this is. I don't know how I remember this or even if it's in there. But I've often it's been associated that he was a person of color. The one that carried the cross.
Cyrene was located in North Africa.
Person okay,
of color.
So. Yeah, no, I mean, I've heard that there's a black
white
guy.
White people aren't color?
Well, yeah, you know what I'm saying.
No,
though.
I don't.
Oh, okay. I do.
I'm kidding with you. Yeah. I'm kidding with you. I'm kidding. I'm teasing. I just get a kick out of that expression.
Yeah, this is the part of the equity and inclusion.
And diversity.
Trivia Friday. Okay. Diversity. Yeah. No, but I don't remember his sons being named.
Yeah, this is new to
me. I remember they
conscripted
him. Here, you carry the cross, and they told us who he was, a little bit about where he was from.
I'm sure I've read it because I've read through the Bible before on several occasions, but I have no idea.
Recall? You can't recall?
I have zero.
Yeah.
All
zero
right.
idea.
All right, Todd, you're going to learn us something here on Learning University.
All right. Well, excuse me. In Mark chapter 15, verse 21, we're told that the names of his sons were Alexander and Rufus.
Wow.
I don't know how I missed that.
Yeah.
Because I always encourage Where's people that? If they're going to have a little girl to name the baby Rufus. Because it flows. And they'll be the only Syllables. Little girl in class. Nobody will steal that name.
No. I have a hard time getting a date.
Alexander and Rufus. Todd, thank you.
Hey,
thank
well,
you
where is that again?
Yeah, where is
Bible?
That?
Mark, okay. The 15th chapter?
Okay, is it Mark? Okay. It's Mark chapter 15, verse 21.
All right.
All right, now we know.
What Folks, are the names? Rufus up. And what?
Alexander.
Alexander.
All right, hey, thank you, Todd.
All right.
I got to say Alexander got the better end of the stick on that one when it came okay. to names.
For girls, is that?
Now, you do know there's
boys,
Rufus.
Boys or girls?
There's some 120-year-old. There's construction worker named Rufus who's listening. So you kind of
who was
going to
leave
down.
Us, who was going to leave us in his will, but no longer. Ed,
but no. Listen, I'm just saying. You know, sometimes yeah. I got nothing.
Yeah, you got nothing. All right.
The first rule of being in a hole:
stop digging.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Repeat our questions, fellas.
All right, and I'm going to add a question since we are still in the second segment. Uh-huh. Who were the presidential candidates in the 1956 race for the White House? Second question: potato chip manufacturers put nitrogen in the bags, not oxygen, to cushion the chips and keep them from spoiling. Is that true or false? And a third question, for what invention was Washington Gale Ferris famous? For what invention was Washington Gale Ferris famous?
Is it what we think it is?
I don't know.
I mean, what could it possibly
so sometimes
be?
You get on to my case because the questions are too hard, now too easy.
Yeah, well,
everybody knows he invented the first tractor. So,
yeah.
All right.
Anyway, you think that's too easy?
I think so. After Tim put that glaring, took that highlighter.
I don't know anything in the world named after Ferris other than one thing.
All right. Well, we're going to find out if this
maybe I'm wrong.
Can make it to the end of the show.
Here's what I've got. First question: the Taj Mahal is located in which country? The Taj Mahal.
Which county?
In which county? Which city? Which parish? No, I just want to know what country.
Just a country.
Just the country.
Where there are people of color that live there.
Yes.
By the way.
Oh, my word. Second question. What year was Pinterest launched? Multiple choice. Was it 2005, 2010, or 2015? What year was Pinterest launched? Then I'm going to add a true or false
you
question.
You had one.
Hillary Clinton and Celine Dion are related. Is that true or false? Hillary Clinton and Celine Dion are related. True or false?
All right, Tim, all I'm going to say is
here we go.
Someday the clownfish is going to turn, okay? And you're going to have a misstep. And we're going to pile on without mercy.
Wait, Tim's going to have a misstep?
The bar from JJ's Taj Mahal questions, karma's going to come hard. Is that right?
That clownfish, when it starts to eye you for lunch, don't expect us to bail you out.
I just want to know, if I go to India, do the Indians look at me and go, hey, there's a person of color walking up.
A person of no color.
Oh, I got you. I know.
I want to know, somebody asked people in China, What do they call their good plates? Like when relatives come over?
Yes. Good question, JJ.
Let's get out that's the good.
Get out the Kentucky.
Wait, that's not going to work.
Get out the Kentucky plates.
All right, my questions are real quickly. When we breathe, what is the most consumed gas we inhale? When we breathe, what is the most consumed gas we inhale? And I'll add a question since we got half an hour or more left here. KFC, formerly known as Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Come on. Right? I got my hand over my heart.
There you go. They have over 4,000 locations in the U.S. alone.
Every single one of them finger-licking good.
Banger. Banger?
Banger.
All right, so I want to know the next two largest, in terms of number of locations, chicken restaurants.
Oh, chicken.
Oh, chicken. It has to be specifically chicken. That's good.
KFC's number one.
Yeah. Right.
By far.
And they should be.
What is number two and number three?
Oh, good.
Largest chicken food change.
Yeah, and you don't have to get them in order, right?
No.
If you know
I want to know what number two.
I think I do know one.
Let's go, Ed.
Okay, we go to Arkansas, and David is on the line. David, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Oh, thank you.
You made it, brother. Where do you live in Arkansas?
Yeah. Thirsty. It's 30 miles an hour's drive northeast of Little Rock.
Good fishing country right there. Some of the best trout fishing in the world.
Some of the best clownfish you can get.
Yeah.
Bass, too.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both, David?
Both.
All right. Which question you want to try to answer?
My original was best up to Dow. I forgot. I forgot another one. Oh. And y'all just read them all.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. You paying attention?
No.
It's disappointing. But anyway.
Well, do you have a question for us?
Yes.
I tell you what. Hold on, David. We're rushed here. We're going to have to hold you through the break, okay?
Sure.
Can you hang in there for 5 minutes?
Yes, I can.
Okay, hang in there, brother, and we shall return momentarily. Take a short time out.
Hey, guys, next Thursday night, I'm going to be speaking at Emmanuel Baptist Church in Olive Branch, Mississippi. It's a pregnancy resource center fundraiser, free coffee, cake, and laughter, and it's for the Care Center of South Haven, Mississippi. It's next Thursday night at Emmanuel Baptist Church in Olive Branch. If you're nearby, you're invited.
All right, now where can they go to get information?
They can go to JJ Jasper on Facebook, and I've got the flyer posted just to scroll down a little bit, or jjjasper.com. Okay.
We'll be back in 5 minutes.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.